Hello.
Yes, is Mr. Johnson available?
Yes, here you go.
Hello?
Hey, Mr. Johnson, we got disconnected. I let the other agent know on the other end that they can go ahead and disconnect with you.
Right.
I do apologize. I'm getting everything reset up on this ticket so I can get that vehicle picked up. Did you want me to change the contact information on this account?
No.
So if we need to get in contact with you, it's going to go back to your sister's number?
Yeah, 762-882-9254, and this number right here, too.
Because when we set this dispatch up, it's going to send a text message. Can we send it to this number here?
Yeah.
Give me one moment. Okay, so the text message is going to come to the phone number ending in the 7722.
Right.
And when we get that set up, it's going to come over. So give me one moment.
Hey, how you doing? Good. Okay. No.
All right, so just to reconfirm, the vehicle is a 2007 Ford Escape color gray. And what was the issue with the vehicle?
It would crank up, but it wouldn't move either the gear you put it in.
Okay, so it will crank, but it just won't accelerate?
Right.
All right, and will the vehicle still shift out of park and go into neutral?
Yeah, it's going to do that.
I got it, kit. Yeah.
All right, so I just have a couple of questions for you. But if it doesn't apply, you can just state no. Do you know if your vehicle is a four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive vehicle, or is it just standard?
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. Hello? I miss my baby.
And the reason for this call, it wasn't due to an accident or anything, correct?
No, it wasn't an accident.
All righty. And do you plan to be with that vehicle when they pick it up? Is anyone going to be with the vehicle?
No, nobody got with it.
So it's an unattended tow?
Yeah, the keys are on the dashboard.
Okay, so due to it being an unattended tow, you just have to agree to a liability waiver that if anything happens to the vehicle before the provider gets there, that we're not responsible. Do you agree?
Right. I agree to it.
Do you agree to the liability waiver?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and where'd you say the keys were?
It's on top of the dashboard. Where the keys at?
You said on top of the dashboard?
Yeah, we got them.
All right, and the doors are unlocked?
They ain't picked it up yet. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh?
All right. The doors unlocked, no? Yeah, they unlocked.
I forgot.
You know, you're going to have to use my lock because they got it on drive the car. They could have had to call the pump over getting their feet.
Okay, so I'm showing here, once again, that vehicle is located at the Crackle Barrel, 1500 Bradley Park Drive.
Yeah.
Okay, is it in the front, back, or side of that parking lot?
It's on the side of the parking lot. It's on the side, near the back. It's on the, I think it's like the right-hand side.
Yeah.
It's in the back, toward the back, though. In the back parking lot.
On Thomas Street? right.
All right. And is this, and you're stating that this vehicle is going to a repair shop?
Yes.
And they are expecting the vehicle's arrival?
Yes. They're expecting it to come.
Okay. And what time do they close?
I think about five or six.
And I have a question. For any reason, if we were to get an extended ETA, are we able to drop that vehicle off after hours?
Yeah, I guess you could.
Is there any way that you can find out so that you can avoid a storage fee?
Tell me you could drop it off after hours.
Yeah, see, then you're going to drop it off after hours. Hello?
Yes, sir. Almost finished here. Give me just a moment. All right. Give me one moment. And it's 3104 Hamilton Road.
Yes.
All right. So I have you mapped and located. I'm going to go ahead and reach out to a provider to get a estimated time of arrival for you. You will receive a text message of the provider's information and the ETA. But better yet, because of the situation of what's happened, I'm going to give you my word to give you a call back to give you as far as what that ETA time frame, okay?
All right.
All right. And I'll speak with you shortly.
Thank you.